Good morning. Each year the seniors in Religion 12 write a paper on I will glorify my Lord Jesus and my approach to sexuality. I'd like to this morning share a few excerpts from a few of their papers. Sex is considered a habit, a prize, even a physical necessity. The world sees no problem with sex. After all, it feels good and I want it, so why can't I have it? Sexual relations are even thought of as scoring, as if it's a game to see who can have the most sex with the most people. However, God did not design human sexuality to be thrown around carelessly like animals. If we have no self-control, or if we do not exercise our willpower, what is it that separates us from animals? If we must feed every single desire that our flesh encounters, why not murder when we get angry? God's plan for His best creation was so much greater than what the world has fallen into. I, as a Christian, will want to follow His instructions pertaining to sex. I will glorify my Lord Jesus with my approach to sexuality. God clearly reveals His intent for us to remain abstinent until marriage. He states in 2 Timothy 2, "Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." He commands us to flee youthful lusts. He clearly does not want us to give in to our sinful desires. He also states in 1 Corinthians 6, "Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body." There is no question here. Sexual immorality is against the will of God. And again he stresses to run away from sexual immorality and youthful lusts. He even states that the sins that we commit with our own bodies are a sin to our own bodies. And he goes further in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, "Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?" Here, God calls the bodies of His believers temples of the Holy Spirit. We should remember that our bodies are not actually ours, that our bodies and soul's purpose here on this earth is not to seek out carnal pleasure, but to glorify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The lustful desires that everyone has, when followed, only lead to further and further sin. As my mom has stated to me time and time again, holding hands leads to kissing. Kissing leads to touching. And touching leads to sex. We're human and sinful. That doesn't excuse us from our actions, but it reminds us that in ourselves, we are so helpless. We don't even own and possess our own bodies, lives, and souls. We are not in control, no matter how much we like to believe we are. Simply the idea of defiling our bodies, our temples of the Holy Spirit, for something as trivial as sex is heartbreakingly pathetic. According to a website called waitingtillmarriage.org, only about 3% of Americans have waited until marriage to have sex. According to CNN, 80% of evangelical single adults have admitted they've had sex. The odds are against me. But I know that Christ will give me the strength to persevere, glorifying God with the life that He has graced me with. Philippians 4, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The entire Bible is written through inspiration of God. We can't just omit parts of the Bible because we don't like them. Picking and choosing what we listen to and follow is not how faith works. Faith is accepting God's Word in its entirety. Another way we can honor our sexuality is by helping our fellow Christians to not be tempted. We can do this in many ways. We can dress modestly. Luke 17. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. We can also help by carefully examining our lives and stopping any actions that could be interpreted the wrong way. If we continue in those ways, it could lead others to believe that what we are doing is right. Even if what you are doing isn't sinful in itself, if it leads others into sin, it can be sinful. For example, if you're living with someone that you're attracted to, though not having sexual relations, you're still tempting yourself and the person you're living with. But you are also leading other people to think that living together before you're married is all right. So, how shall I manage to stay pure in God's eyes until marriage? Turn to the Word. Turn to the Lord. Whenever I'm in doubt, I must turn to God's Word for aid. Whenever I'm in danger of sinning or I'm struggling with my faith, I know that God and His Word will always be there for me. Psalm 50. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Prayer is one of the greatest gifts God has given us. It allows us to have that heart-to-heart talk with God throughout our life. Matthew 7. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. If I pray to God for deliverance, He will help me. And when I do fall into sinful thoughts, I can ask God for forgiveness, and He will grant it for Jesus' sake. Be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven. Psalm 41. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 398, 398, stanzas 2 and 3.